The play, a first for this series by Prince Edward Islander Larry LeClaire, is called Baby Doll.
Wait a minute. I should be Carrie. Do you carry women over Christmas on their anniversary? Is that...
Shh. Keep your voice down.
Why? It's the burglar asleep.
Come on.
Oh, come on, Alice.
Take off your shoes, will you? Sounds like I'm leading a horse.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Come on, Kath. Just play along, okay? Humor me.
But I...
Please.
Oh, all right.
Is that... Shh. Okay, I'll take off my shoes.
The least you could do is tell me what.
It's a surprise.
You're damn right it is. Oh, wait a minute. I get it. New shoes, is that it? You got me new shoes for my anniversary, right? That's right, of your feet. But why the whisper? Who whispers around new shoes? Unless, of course, they're hush puppies.
All right. You ready? Let's
go. Okay.
Would it, be too much to ask where we're going?
The guest room.
Guest room? We don't have any guests, do we?
You'll see.
Oh, will you stop that? I mean, what's so mysterious? So there's someone in the guest room. Who is it, Loomis?
Loomis? What makes you think that?
Oh, come on, Alex. Who else is always passed out in the guest room, eh?
I don't know, Kat. You tell me.
Will you knock it off, Alex? I mean, it's hardly a big surprise. He fights with his students, he fights with the dean, he fights with a bottle of scotch. Then he goes home, fights with his wife, fights with his kids, and eventually ends up over here trying to pick a fight with you. I mean, it has to be Loomis, right? Right?
There's only one way to find out. Well, Kathleen?
What? Go in there? You're crazy. It's dark in there.
So? There's a light by the bed. You'll be all right.
Come on, Alex. Do I have
to? Yes, you have to. Now, go on, Kathleen. Walk in, turn on the light, and have a look.
Oh, all right. But I warn you, if this is some kind of a joke...
It's no joke, Kath. Really. Go on. You'll see.
Oh, God. Hate this. Oh, how's the light switch? Finally. Okay, now what's it? Oh, God. For a second there, I thought it was real.
Happy anniversary, Kathleen.
That's it? A doll? You put me through all this.
Hey, come on. It's not just a doll. I mean, look at it. Look at the stitching. That doll's handmade, Kathleen. Do you have any idea how much work must have gone into making a doll like that? All by hand?
Oh, come on, Alex. It's a doll, not the goddamn Suez Canal.
No, thanks.
Well, don't get mad.
I looked all over town for that doll, Kathleen. You know where I found it? It was in a pile of junk at an auction down on the waterfront. Some auction. Bunch of old ladies scrounging through the estate of another old lady. Some estate. Junk. That's what it was. It was all junk, except for this. This doll's an heirloom, Kathleen. It's a collector's item. God only knows how old it is.
Look, Alex, it's not that I don't appreciate the effort. It's sweet of you to go to all that trouble. Really, it is. It's just... what would I want with a doll? It's not like we have any kids or anything.
Exactly. We both work. We don't have any kids. You come from a big family, Kathleen. I know how much it must bother you not having kids of your own.
What are you saying? You brought this home so I could mother it?
Well, the subject does come up. Remember the fight the other day?
So? I mean, what are you going to do the next time we have a fight? Go out and buy me a kid?
Will you calm down? All I'm trying to say is I'm aware of the fact that every woman has a maternal instinct. And if it's not fulfilled, well, it's like Loomis says.
Loomis. I was right the first time. It was a joke.
Look, it's not a joke, okay? Where are you going?
I am going to bed. Happy anniversary.
Great. Just great.
What's that
noise, Alex? Oh, come on, Alex. You must hear it, too. Where's it coming from?
Oh, okay, it's late. Go back to sleep, please.
There's something out there. I know it. A baby. Whose baby? It doesn't make sense. How can Alex sleep through this? It's coming from the guest room. How? There's nobody in the guest room. Please stop. Stop crying, please. Oh, God.
Kathleen? Kathleen, are you all right? Kathleen? What the hell's going on? Are you all right, Kathleen?
You didn't hear it, did you?
Oh, God, you scared me half to death. Hear what?
How she cried. Terrified, so cold and dark.
Oh, I didn't hear anything.
No. No, of course not. You didn't hear it. You gave it to me. She's my responsibility.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought there was something wrong. Maybe somebody broke in. Maybe you were having a nightmare or something.
Really, Alex, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about hearing a scream in the middle of the night. What are you doing?
She's cold.
This isn't funny, Kathleen. Do you have any idea what time it is? It's 2:00 in the goddamn morning. I have to go to work tomorrow. Are you listening to me?
Shh, please. Keep your voice down, Alex.
Very funny. Get me up in the middle of the night to play little games. This is a dumb stunt. Know that, Kathleen? Dumb. I mean, if you don't like the doll, I'll get rid of it.
She's mine. You gave her to me.
All right, Kath. Have it your way. Tuck your little doll into bed and cover her up. Make fun of my little speech about maternal instinct. See if I care.
You go back to bed, Alex. I'll be in after a while.
Sure. I'll go back to bed. You want to get even? Okay. You've had your little joke. We're even. You know something, Loomis?
Hmm.
Having lunch with you is like going Dutch with a trash compact.
Look, Alex, don't blame me, okay? You want advice? I gave you advice.
You didn't give me advice. You gave me a dumb speech about maternal instinct.
Oh, come on, Alex. Can't be that bad. I mean, so what? So she didn't like the doll?
She hated the doll.
Okay, so she hated the doll. I mean, why make a federal case of it? Why don't you just drop it?
I can't.
Why not?
Something happened. I'm not sure what. Honest to God, Loomis, this is the first time I've ever known her to be vindictive.
What did she do? Buy you a doll?
Will you knock it off? This is serious.
Yeah.
She hated the doll, Loomis. She hated it. Only instead of getting rid of it, she'd take to doting on it. Know what she did yesterday?
What?
She went out and bought this wallpaper. You know the kind. Elephants, teddy bears, that sort of thing. She's turning the guest room into a nursery.
Maybe she's pregnant.
She's not pregnant. She's... Oh, hell, I don't know what she is. Does any of this make sense to you?
Very little of anything makes sense to me, Alex. You're a spite?
Well, what else could it be? It's either that or she's having some kind of breakdown. I mean, those are the only two reasonable possibilities.
What about the doll?
What about it?
Well, you said you got it at an auction, right?
Yeah, that's right. Why?
Well, how much do you know about it? Like, how old is it? Where did it come from?
Wait a minute. What in the hell are you trying to say?
Alex, it's like I tell my students. Sometimes, well, the reasonable possibilities just don't seem reasonable.
So?
Yeah.
You're saying I should think in terms of the unreasonable? Is that it?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I was going out on a limb suggesting Kathleen might be cracking up. But what the hell are you suggesting?
Just calm down, okay? I'm suggesting you should find out as much as you can about the situation.
I don't have a situation, Loomis. I've got a wife with a petty sense of vengeance, and that's all I've got, okay?
Hey, come on. Where are you going, man?
I'm going to pick up my wife and go shopping. And after that, I'm going to have a little talk with her, see if I can't straighten out my situation. You got me into this mess, Loomis. Now I'll get me out of it. And as far as any more advice goes, thanks, but no thanks.
Hey,
okay?
Come on, Alex, you're overreacting.
Well, let me make one final suggestion, okay, Loomis? I suggest you lay off the sauce for a while. Otherwise, it won't be Kathleen who'll crack up. It'll be you.
Alex?
Hey, come on, man. Don't go away, Matt. Alex.
Look at that. Isn't that sweet?
Sweet is not exactly the first word that comes to mind, Kathleen. I mean, don't you think this has gone far enough?
She always comes up with such wonderful surprises. Imagine waiting like that in the window.
Will you knock it off? I mean, it's not funny anymore, Kathleen.
What are you talking about, Alex?
I'm talking about leaving a goddamn doll in the window on your way to work, so that when you come home, it'll look like the doll's waiting for you. I mean, that's not sweet, Kathleen. That's sick. Wait a minute. Where are you going? Kathleen? All right. That does it. That. Fine thing when a man can't even get his wife to help him in with the goddamn groceries. Kathleen! Look, Kathleen, like I said in the car, this has gone far enough. I think it's damn near time you stopped acting like a schoolgirl and started acting like a wife. Do you hear me? Kathleen? I said... God, it's freezing in here. What's that smell? It's awful.
It's nothing unusual, Alex.
Nothing unusual? Will you listen to yourself? Look at this place. It's like a playpen in here. It's freezing cold, and to top off everything else, it stinks. And you call that nothing unusual?
I don't mind.
You don't mind? You really don't mind, do you? This whole thing doesn't really strike you as the slightest bit unusual, does it?
Why don't you go start dinner, honey? I'll be out in a little while.
Why don't we go out for dinner? Okay, Kath? Somewhere quiet where we can talk?
No.
Come on, Kath.
I said no. We already spend too much time away. I'm needed here, Alex. Can't you see that?
There's something wrong, Kathleen. All along I thought it was a joke. Maybe mean, maybe spiteful, but just a joke. Nothing serious. It never was a joke. You're not angry at me, are you?
Angry? No, Alex, I'm not angry at anyone. Why should I be? I'm perfectly contented. Can't you see that, Alex?
No. I can't see that. I know. It's your work. You've been working too hard. That's it, isn't it?
Not anymore.
What do you mean?
I quit.
You what?
Yesterday. No, the day before yesterday. I've been so busy, I'm not sure.
You quit? I mean, just like that? You quit without even mentioning it?
Well, I didn't think you'd mind. Well, I really can't spare the time anymore, Alex, what with baby doll and everything. You understand, don't you, darling?
I'm beginning to. Kathleen, you're sick, honey. It's the doll. There's something wrong with the doll. We've got to get rid of it.
You touch her and I'll kill you.
Kathleen! You're not well. I'll call Dr. Thompson.
Poor dumb Alex. Well, go ahead. Call whoever you like. What are they going to think when they find a sweet young wife worried sick that her husband's having a nervous breakdown, eh? Imagine thinking your wife's become possessed by a doll. You expect anybody to seriously believe that?
I didn't say possessed. You said possessed.
Mine. She's mine. None of your affair, do you hear me? You touch baby doll and you'll burn. You hear me? Burn. Alex? Darling, where are you going?
Out. Loomis was right, Kathleen.
Who? Loomis? We don't know anybody by that name, do we? Alex, how long have you been gone?
I don't know, Kathleen. How long does it take to find the unreasonable?
Go away. Can't you read? The sign says closed. Next auction's not till next Thursday.
That's okay. I'm not here for the auction. I'd like to talk to you.
What about?
Well, I was at an auction here a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you remember me, but I bought a dog.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, you are the one, aren't you? Oh, you better come in.
You do remember me, then? Good. I was wondering if you could tell me
you
anything...
You weren't supposed to have it.
Huh?
I mean, how was I to know she'd put it in the will?
It? You mean the doll?
They didn't find the will till afterwards. And, well, by that time, you were gone. Nobody knew where. It was a mistake. Don't blame me. I never knew the difference. Help me, God, I didn't.
Please, could we start at the beginning? Who owned the doll?
Bessie McAllister. She was a dear old thing, really. Had a little room down by the waterfront. Lived alone. No close relatives. None that come to the funeral, anyway.
And the doll?
Look, the fuss she made over that doll, you'd swear to God the thing was human. Of course, she wasn't that sound in the head, you know, coming on to the end. Took to talking to it. Even bought it little dresses. Imagine her scraping by on the pension, saving her pennies to buy little doll dresses. But that's the way she felt about it. Nothing was too good for baby doll.
Baby doll?
Yeah, that's right. That's what she called it.
Did she say anything else? I mean, did she ever tell you where it came from or how old it was? Anything like that?
Well, she did, but... Look, truth be told, most people thought Bessie was crazy as the crows coming on the end. She might have rambled on to me about it, but just how much store you can place in that?
No, please, go on. Tell me the rest.
Well, there's not really that much to tell. One night, not that long before she died, I happened to mention it to her, you know, just for something to talk about. Well, she up and told me all about it right out of the blue. It was like she knew her time was coming and she was worried about what was going to happen to it after she was gone. I didn't really pay that much attention. Of course, if I'd known she was going to put it in the will...
Well, what did she say about it?
Well, apparently it's been in her family for years and years. Bessie herself didn't know how long. It was originally a child's doll. It seems there was a fire, and the poor little child was lost, burned to death. But the doll survived.
A fire? But the doll didn't burn?
Well, no, according to Bessie, it didn't. She claimed that ever after that, the doll's been passed down from one generation to the next.
Uh-huh.
Always from mother to daughter, and always to whatever daughter that remained unmarried. Bessie claimed that that was the reason she never married, but I imagine there was a lot more to it than that.
It's jealous. That's what it is. A woman with no husband and no children could spend all her time with...
Jealous? God, you're as bad as Bessie. It couldn't be jealous, dear. I mean, it's just a dog. It's not a baby or anything.
Well, what about the will? What did she want done with it?
All right, just a second. I got it right here. And if you still don't believe what I say about Bessie, I should imagine this is all the convincing you'll need. Here we are. Now, listen to this. I hereby decree that upon my death, my dearest earthly possession, known to you all as baby doll, should under no circumstances be sold, bartered, or otherwise exchanged. It is my most fervent wish that she be taken immediately to the nearest Christian cemetery and that she be buried there with all appropriate rites and ceremony thereto attending.
Buried?
And in a Christian cemetery, no less. You see now, dear, what I mean. Whether it was living all alone with that doll or whether it was just old age... Whatever it was, poor Bessie was right off her head of the last of it, right clean out of this world.
Shh. You'll be all right. Don't be afraid. He's not going to harm you. He can't, even if he wanted to.
Oh, God, Cat. Don't you realize what you're doing?
Doing? I'm not doing anything, Alex.
Cat, you can't feed it, honey. You don't have any milk. Kathleen, do you understand what I'm saying? You can't breastfeed. Oh, God. This can't be happening. Why?
You bought her. You bought and paid for her as if she were a lump, a mass, an object. You bought and paid and gave her to me. Oh, darling. How can I ever thank you? It was so wonderful of you to bring her to me. Something I'll love and cherish always.
No!
Poor, poor, stupid Alex. I detest you. Did you know that, darling? I loathe the sight of you, so why don't you just run along, you stupid, sickening little man?
This is my house. Do you understand me? I will not be driven out.
Leave here. Leave or you'll burn.
Who are you? You're not my wife. You're just using her body, aren't you? Well, answer me. Who am I talking to? All right. If that's the way you want it, I'll tell you who you are. You hear me? I know who you are. You died in a fire, didn't you? I thought so. Why are you here? Why didn't you die? What happened? Where was your own mother?
Oh. You made me go in, you? Now look. You see what we've done? Oh, we left her alone, poor wee bear, no be yourself. Dear God in heaven, Mayu, what have we done? There's no in the body. No in the body to be buried.
No. Your mother was wrong. Do you hear me? There is a body. You're clinging to the body. Go back to baby doll. I can bury her.
Touch her and I'll kill you. She's mine. She's all mine and you can't have her.
Of course. You're a child, that's it. You don't know what you want, do you? It's the emotions you want, isn't it? It's the mothering. You feed on the warmth of it, don't you? It's no use, you know. You can't frighten me away. Not now, not ever. You'll never have her. Not entirely. There'll always be me around, upsetting things, trying to take her from you. What if I got her back? Then what'll you do?
I will burn you.
You have to go. Your mother's dead. All your mothers for all these years are dead. It's time to go.
No! No. I'm afraid. Afraid of the dark.
Shh, shh. It's okay. Cold. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. You'll see. It'll only last a little while, and then you'll have your mother back. You'd like it, wouldn't you?
Mother? Mother's gone.
No, 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 she's not. She's not. You'll see. She's waiting for you. Even now, after all this time. Don't worry. You go back to baby doll. I know what to do. I'll take baby doll to a nice place. A real cemetery, just like I'm supposed to. I'll make sure it's a real service. A Christian service.
I'm afraid. So afraid.
No, trust me. It's the only way. You go back to baby doll. And after I do what I'm supposed to do, there'll be light and warm. Your real mother, just like always, waiting for you. You'll be so happy. Kathleen?
Alex?
What? Shh. Don't say anything, Kathleen. Just stand up slowly and pass me the doll.
What?
Please, Kathleen, there's something I have to do. Just stand up slowly and pass me the doll. Okay. Okay, I've got it. Let it go, Kathleen. Okay, good. Now, God. Oh, God. It's getting hot. No.
Alex.
No. Don't change your mind. No.
Alex.
sick. What the hell's going on here? Alex!
Hey, buddy, don't come any farther, okay? There's been a fire back here.
What happened?
That's what I'd like to know. 14 years on the job, I've never seen nothing like it. I mean, it must have been propane or something.
Did you find any? Was anybody in there?
You knew these people, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if it's any consolation, I can tell you they didn't suffer. Matter of fact, I doubt if they knew what hit them. Hey, how many kids did they have?
Kids? They didn't have any kids. Why?
Oh? Just a second. You wait here, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, look at this. Here's these two poor people burned to cinder, and this thing lying on the floor between them. I mean, it was in the same room during the same fire. Look at it. Hasn't got a mark on it. I mean, can you believe that?
Oh, my God.
You recognized it? Seen it before, huh?
No. I've heard about it, though.
Ah, yeah, well, not much wonder. Beautiful piece of work. Bet somebody will be glad to have it. Bet somebody will get this doll and just love it to death.
You have just heard Baby Doll by Larry LeClaire. Featured in tonight's cast were Elva Mae Hoover as Kathleen and Jay Bowen as Alex, with Jimmy Morris as Loomis. You also heard Ruth Springford as the old woman and Claude Ray as the fireman. The recording engineer was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott, and the production assistant was Peggy Este. Tonight's program was produced and directed for this series by Fred Diehl. The executive producer of Nightfall is Bill Howell.